RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello, it's me and Nikki today.
I know,
right? Ooh. So,
you know, I'm starstruck.
Is this like dream come true?
It's definitely crossed off my bucket list.
I know, right? But you have joined us before, right?
Yeah, a couple times someone before.
So, yeah. So, it is a Monday once again, and I don't know. It's like we just came off of like a 1-2 punch, two long weekends,
yeah,
one after another.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of hard to like, you know, like we say this all the time, you're always looking for the next thing to look forward to. A vacation.
When's the next long weekend?
I know, right? Well.
Ah, I know. It's not a long weekend. Pero may one, diba, is Labor Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then that's
you're right.
But that's a Wednesday.
Okay.
In the middle of the week.
But that's fine. We'll take it. I mean, you'll take it.
Yeah. For
sure. So, it is Monday. So, back to the daily grind. And so, we do have a top 10 for you. Thanking JP Goodgame for the topic. Hashtag in another life.
Wow.
Right? You know how like sometimes when we don't get what we want in this life,
mm-hmm,
we always think, well, you know what? In another life, I'm probably like laughing all my way to the bank.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we get into this whole in another life, maybe things would have turned out differently. Or pag mga star-crossed lovers.
Yes,
diba?
Right.
It's like, in another life, we'll be doing the horizontal tango.
In another life, it's like, we would have been doing laundry and taxes.
Right?
Together.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, shouting at our three kids as they run around in the yard.
Max and Charlie and Elizabeth.
And, you know, guarded by our white picket fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aww.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's going to be fun. We're going to, like, let our imaginations run wild.
Yeah.
So let's give you some examples. In another life, I would make you stay so I don't have to say you were the one that got away.
The way. The lyrics.
Kasi yung pinaka-iconic na, in another life.
Yeah.
I would be your girl.
True.
I know, right?
I feel like there's gonna be a lot of totga.
Alam mo,
entries.
Why not? We'll take it. Yeah. You know, whether it's about love or about your career,
mm-hmm,
or about family or about whatever.
Should've
decisions that you've made.
Yeah.
You know, in another life. Very sliding doors. Did you watch that movie?
No.
Parang sliding doors is like, you take one door, your life would be so different. You take another door, and it would be so different. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-mm.
Parang it'll show you the different. Parang recently there was one.
Yeah.
Betty of Riverdale. What's the name of that actress?
Lily Reinhardt.
Yeah, Lily Reinhardt.
Yeah.
She had a movie recently, if I'm not mistaken. Siya ba yun? But so there's this like movie na. It showed two of her lives.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Two versions of her life.
Yeah.
One where she got married and had a kid, and one where she stayed single.
Yes.
I've never watched it, but I know the the synopsis.
I feel like it was Hailey Reinhardt. I could be wrong.
No, Hailey Reinhardt is like American Idol.
I don't... Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Lily, tama, Lily.
Okay, okay. No, but I know the movie you're talking about. Right? I've seen that.
Yung parang like, it couldn't be more different. Mm-mm. Based on one decision of whether, you know, to stay with that guy or not and have a kid yeah. with him and all that. So medyo ganun. May ganung aspect yung top 10 natin.
Okay.
And another example, in another life, I would choose and prioritize career over love. Mm. There's nothing like a rich me to take care of me.
True.
I mean, instead of, you know, like wishing that you ended up with somebody like a rich guy mm-hmm. will take care of you. It's like, the rich me na lang.
Yeah.
Even if they leave me, I'm like, I'll be all good. I mean, yeah, I'll be sad, but I'll be rolling in the dough.
Yeah, you know? Yung parang that saying, it's like, I always see it on Instagram, yung instead of marrying the CEO, I became the CEO.
I became the CEO, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Diba? And it's like, you know, nobody will spoil me, so I'll spoil me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yung parang, I don't mind that I'm high maintenance. I'm the one maintaining it.
Exactly. And if you find somebody who will spoil you, double income.
Oh,
would say no to that, right?
Uh-oh.
And another example. In another life, I would have pursued my passion in the arts. Well, baka mas gutom ng konti, pero mas busog naman sa fulfillment.
Mm.
Ito yung mga... It's kind of like the opposite. You are doing well financially, mm-hmm. pero parang there's this abyss in your heart na
yeah.
hindi mo nasunod yung something that you'd really want to do. Kasi parang sometimes pwede mo naman gawin na like hobby, kunyari arts. At the, instead of being a full-time painter, you can paint on the side
yes.
while you're a CEO.
Yeah.
Diba? Medyo may ganung aspect. But some, you have to abandon.
True.
In order to, you know, earn the coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like a huge leap.
It is. It is.
Scary one.
If it entails, I don't know, what would entail na hindi pwede kong may full-time career ka? Hindi mo pwede gawing hobby? Yung kailangan gawin mo siyang job.
I think when you put up your own company na.
Oh, yeah, like yeah, yeah. Mortar. Exactly. Uh-oh. Like that. Like a business.
Yeah.
Let's say there's a business that you've always wanted to... Para ikaw, di ba? Like, kunyari, if you put up your own, like, baking something.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do. Kunyari, if you really wanted to make it a ginormous thing.
Yeah.
Like, not like a small business, right?
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Even nga kahit standalone lang, like, you're gonna be wearing so many hats because you can't hire that many people.
That's
in the
true.
Beginning.
I did go back to school while I was already an RX.
Oh!
We were already doing the morning rush.
Okay, okay.
And then I talked to our bosses and I said, can I go back to school? Because I want to be a vet.
Oh,
yeah, so
okay.
I went back to school and, you know, but apparently, if you're a graduate, parang 2 years na lang.
Oh,
and I would spend 1 year here in UPD. Kung graduate ka naman ng UPD.
Uh-oh.
And then parang 1 year in like Los Baños.
Mm-mm.
To
yeah,
finish the entire course. I was like, I can do this. I can do this. I lasted one semester.
It was a good effort.
No, because you know, it's like, okay, I can go to class.
Mm-hmm.
After my board work, so I'd be on doing the show 6 to 10. Tapos my first class would be like 11:30.
Okay.
And during that time, hindi pa naman traffic. So
yeah.
I'll make it. From here, I go straight to Diliman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, do my chemistry classes and all that, right?
Wow.
So of course, there was the getting used to the whole, like my classmates were so young and they could get all the lessons much faster than I could. And technically... Technically, I should be ahead of them because I've taken a version of those classes.
Mm-mm.
But the chemistry, girl.
Of course, my gosh.
Like no.
Like, when was the last time you looked at chemical reactions?
Right? Tapos it was so weird. I mean, it's kind of cool na in the morning I'm there doing like laboratory classes.
Uh-oh.
Tapos in the evening I'm like hosting like an RX party. It was kind of weird. But yeah, it was really the chemistry stuff.
Mm,
I was like, you know what? I'll just take care of my pets.
Mm.
So after a semester, I just quit.
Oh,
So it's really hard. Like, sometimes you're trying to go after your dreams and, like, I'm seeing myself. Like, okay, bring in the German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Bring in the Shih Tzu, you know.
With a, like, long glove.
With a long glove. Exactly. Pero, like, no. But yeah, I mean, I do get this. Like, in another life, I'd be a vet. Maybe.
I feel like we all have one or two things.
Right?
Yeah.
And another example, in another life, hindi ako puro party and luho. And I would actually own my own car and condo by now.
Oh.
Yeah. You reach that point where you're like, maybe I should. Yeah. It's scary. It's really scary. Lalo na, kung kunyari, I could imagine myself, if I started investing in a condo,
mm-hmm,
and then the pandemic happened,
ooh,
I would be shizzing bricks. It's like, where would I get, you know, right?
Because
I remember when I bought my condo, I was like, good lord. Like, yeah, it was no joke. So.
Yeah. I actually know someone who, for most of her 20s, she, like, missed out on, like, parties going out. And because she really was focused on her goal of, like, buying her own place, moving out of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And eventually, she made it. She even found, like, an interior designer. Wow. Na parang, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Like, where she lives now. So, it's like, pays off, pero, and she doesn't really feel like she's missed out on anything.
Because there are people who, it's not part of their immediate plans.
Yeah.
Or not even, parang, even our future.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hazel, parang ano niya, parang she's happy with renting.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't see the whole parang end goal of owning her own place. I mean, mm-mm, she's fine with that. So
yeah.
Ikaw ba, are you like,
I feel like with my family upbringing, it's like they prioritize, like, invest in real estate.
Exactly.
Diba? Parang ganun yun.
So are you
right now?
Yeah.
I am looking forward.
My family, they prioritize real estate. Oh, wow. So are you? My family. I love my family.
Their heart's in the right place. So is mine.
I can imagine your parents listening to you are not shaking their heads.
Sorry.
We raised you. Thinking that this is the priority.
All my money goes to my dog, okay?
I know, right? Pero like, it's in the horizon.
Yeah.
You really think about it. Ang hirap eh, kasi you have to have like a, you kind of have to have like a lump sum already.
Yeah. True.
For those instances where, kumbaga, the source,
mm-mm,
of where you're putting that month's amortization is gone.
Yeah.
And you have to have that sort of buffer.
Yeah.
Para hindi, kasi nakaano yun eh. It's usually post-dated checks.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
it's not like, hello, can I pay next month na lang?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there. Sisingilin ka whether you're ready or not.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Yung nakatakot for sure.
That's the scary part.
And then, I was gonna say, with regard to yung mga real estate, it's just, I actually was looking at it before, during the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, you had a lot of time in your hands and you're just like, I want to put up, like, you know, I've been thinking about, like, putting up a bakery at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Pero, like I look at properties in Siargao, in La Union.
Oh.
As in, right, then I saw yung mga properties. Tapos parang, 7 million, yung lot, whatever. So, 7 million na.
Ay! Batang mura.
Grabe.
Batang mura. But 7 lang.
The Delulu.
I know, right? Tapos dapat meron kang crostini with caviar. Yeah. Batang mura. Aww. What's wrong with it?
Yeah. Like, what's, I know, the, right, catch?
And then, pero that's true. Like, we bought our property during the pandemic.
Mm.
Pero not so much because, I mean, it was a very scary time.
Yeah.
We didn't know if radio will continue after that, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Because in the thick of things, we bought more of, like, my gosh, these things can happen?
Yeah.
You know, things could just, like, snap of a finger and it's gone. So we were like, you know what? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's make our dreams come true and bala na si Batman. Because Life is short.
Life is short. Yeah. Yeah.
So people were like, what are you doing? Why are you buying property during the pandemic? Shouldn't you be like holding everything close to you? Because we don't know what will happen next.
Mm-mm.
But our logic was that same logic. We don't know what will happen next.
Yeah.
So we might as well go for it.
And if once you, like, even if you weren't really sure what was going to happen, when it was like over, like the pandemic was over, it's like, well, at least you kind of made that investment
exactly.
of like, you know, pursuing
exactly.
something that you wanted to
that
do.
That we've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if like, you know, something happens, I mean, like, yeah, at least we were able to do what we wanted to do.
Yeah. And even like, you will still figure it out along the way. Let's say, yun nga, it did take out a chunk of your savings, let's say. Na parang you will yeah. still figure it out. You still have, you know, time to figure it out and build it back up again.
Exactly. And nothing is under the like, just go, hello, now, diba, have you been reading about the whole, like, Iran, Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm getting nervous here.
Right.
I mean, this is not funny.
I know.
This is scary stuff,
yes,
you know?
For sure.
And one last example. In another life, sumama ako dun sa AFAM na nanligo sa akin before. I mean, who knows what life I'd be living mm-hmm. if I migrated to another country.
Right. Yes.
I mean, I know you.
I was about to say,
this is right up your alley.
Hey, did you bring this up?
What example should I? Nikki.
Are you sure I didn't write this?
This example?
Nako.
Diba? I mean, it's those things. Because it's one thing to think of, what if sinagot ko si blank?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're here in the Philippines. It's just a matter of marrying this guy or that. Or nandun na, huwag naman marrying. Like, being the jowa of this guy or that guy.
Yeah.
But you can't see that much difference. I mean, you'd still probably be working here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
living where you live.
Yeah.
A little bit of a difference here and there. But when it's somebody who lives in another country.
Yep.
Para ang laki nung leap.
Mm-hmm.
If you got together with them, even if you didn't move there, the whole you'll be shuttling back and forth.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, choosing property there as opposed to here.
True.
Or considering quitting your job and leaving your family and leaving there. Or siya yung magli-leave ng everything there to live here. Whatever the case is,
yeah.
it's going to be a huge leap.
Yes, for either person.
Right?
And it's like, I feel it would be. Again, it's like something that as long as you're both like, you know, into working it out.
Yeah.
So, yun lang. Yeah, it's yuck, I'm really thinking about
it. Ang worst part, kung meron kang specific na tao na iniisip. Because if it's some random foreign guy,
yeah, yeah.
then okay, fine.
Yeah.
Pero meron kang specific na iniisip.
Uh-uh.
Or kahit yung mga ano, alam mo yung mga summer fling thing. Na you never saw them again, you never talked to
yeah.
them again. But at the time, it was like, siguro kung kinarir ko yun, who knows what would have happened,
yeah.
right?
And
yeah. it, yun nga, it's such a leap of culture, it's such a leap of distance,
mm-hmm.
it's such a leap of life change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, nagawa ko yung summer fling before. Eh, pero siya nagsabi kasi to go and visit him. Eh, so,
oh.
sa akin, I was thinking like, so we're gonna do like an LDR thing or something.
Yeah.
But I never brought it up. And then bigla na lang ginost ako. After 3 weeks of him being back home.
Home.
As in, parang was like...
Pero may exchange muna.
There were exchanges. Oh. As in like, you know, we were still in contact talaga. Tapos parang bigla na lang, wala na pala.
So whatever happened to the you should visit?
Exactly.
No, but were you actually telling him that you're... at least planning to?
Yeah. I like, when he asked me, like, I'm leaving it all on the floor. No, it was like, he asked me, I said yes, and then we said, okay, let's plan when you're going to visit.
Yes.
Like, which months? I said, I want to visit in the spring or whatever. Why?
When the flowers are in full bloom.
Yes, for this budding relationship.
Yes.
You know?
Since it's a budding relationship,
yeah.
let's let's meet when the flowers are in buds.
Yeah. Or get in full bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yun. Hindi nakatuluyan. So,
oh.
Yeah. Kaya yun.
But are you like friends on like social media?
I do not. We are friends on social media, but I do not want to be his friend. Like, I don't care much about his life anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing now, though, right?
Because,
like, when I would probably have these interactions, wala pang social media ng time na yun.
No.
I think, ah. I think wala pa yata. Kasi now, like, yun nga, even if they ghost you, if you already, like, added each other,
yeah.
If you're already following each other, parang, unless you block each other, parang it's already there.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? The access is there. Mm-hmm. I mean, short of yun nga. Kasi ghosting naman, they just disappear or they lose interest.
Yeah.
Wala naman blocking na naganap, diba? So, kasi pag blocking, parang something happened and you're probably not in good
terms.
It was
like a bad break.
Pero pag yung usual ano lang na, wala lang, nag-peter out lang, nagkalimutan lang. You could still be like, in each other's lives, and you can check what they're doing every now and then, and just to see are you still alive? Mm-hmm. Are you in a relationship? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, never. He still watches my stories.
Oh.
I don't watch his stories at all. Oh. Actually, na-mute ko yung stories niya. I was like, I don't care. I don't want to be focused on like what you're up to.
Yeah.
Kaya yun. Yun.
Interesting. Interesting. Because when you think about it, if you ghosted someone, why would you check out their story?
Exactly.
That is so strange. That is strange to me.
Right. It's like, parang,
now, what's going on?
Edi, ano ba talaga yung gusto mo?
Oh, right. Okay. Wala na. That's very interesting. But that's what we're doing today in Another Life. Mm. If you've got entries, you know what to do. Send them over to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag in another life in all your posts.
All right, and let's go back to more music on The Monster. Good morning, it's Nikki here giving you the first Monster news of the day. Now, if there's someone who's nearing their 70s who still got it, and my mother would agree, it's Yellowstone star Kevin Costner. While nothing's been confirmed, it seems like romance rumors have been circulating. The 69-year-old Hollywood vet and Foolish Game singer, Jewel. When asked about the relationship status, the musician merely gushed at how the Waterworld actor is a great person before adding that the public fascination about the romance is intense for sure. The rumored couple was first seen at a fundraiser back in November 2023 with one photo showing Kevin with his arms wrapped around the musician. And Jewel also posted on Instagram following the gala and mentioned him in her caption, thanking Kevin for, quote-unquote, helping mentor our kids this year. The news of the budding romance would mark Kevin's first public relationship following his divorce battle with ex Christine Baumgartner, which was finalized this February. Now that's all we got for our Monster News at this hour. Let's head back to more music right here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Right, over here on the text line, we've got a bunch of them saying hello to Kathy. Hello to Melai. Good morning to you as well. To Mai. Hello to Edrickins, who is saying good morning from Shinjuku, Tokyo, Japan, Ohio.
Nice.
And also hi to Jean. Good morning to Bianca, to Jonas, to Sarah. Also, for Sarah's panganay, happy birthday, Elias. I hope you guys have a great day today. And also, hi to Majorette. Good morning. And also saying hi to Herbert Gada, Florence, Claire, Atiku, Christine, Jinky, Riza, June, EJ, and Richard. Hi to Ronnie. Hello to Carlo and his wife, Marielle and Lozada, and baby Carl, Johan. Hello to the Jedi Master, to Justin Sayana, to Judai, and to John Paolo, to Rhyme, and over on Telegram, also saying hi and good morning to Dens, to Tino, to Arvin, to Mark Enriquez, and to Renz as well. So let's see what we got for our top 10, which is, what's our hashtag today? In another life.
In another life.
You have to say it like that. Eh? But a whimsical.
I want to go, in another life.
Every hour.
I feel like belting it out. You know?
Ganun na lang.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of, let me see, who do we have to thank? JP, good game. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start off with Rhyme and Reason at number 10. Kung mayaman man ako, dumiretso siguro ako ng law school at hindi na kailangang mag-ipon ng 2 years o mag-working student. But you know what? There's something about self-made people.
True.
I mean, there's something about like how they live life, how they savor every minute of it. Kasi nothing came easy to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to work for what they have. And mm-hmm. I don't know. That reflects on how they like how they guard and take care and enjoy what they get after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you said, they did work hard for it. So it's like so much more valuable.
No, totoo yan, ha? Like, kunyari, those mga trust fund kids. Mm-hmm. They're given like kajillion, you know, dollars.
When they're 18.
You know, when they're 18. parang they don't know what to do with it. They don't know the value of it.
Yes.
They start spending it like wala lang. Sometimes, worst case scenario, they lose it. No matter how big the fortune is, mm-hmm. they squander it because they just don't know how to deal with it. Kasi hindi naman sila yung naghirap eh. But if you're the one who actually like scraped through life, eking out a living, yeah, I mean, obviously you'll be very wise with it, mm-hmm. with how you enjoy your money. Yeah.
Yeah.
And coming from Juice Blank, I would have taken architecture in FEU like I almost did in this life. I don't know why I was so fixated in everything computer related. So I ended up taking like IT courses.
IT, yeah.
Yeah. Pero yeah, like especially for, ako kasi it was clear when I was young what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a doctor because my parents wanted me to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I realized later on that I didn't want to be a doctor. So when I took up broadcasting, it wasn't because I wanted to be on radio or on TV. It was more because I didn't know what to do.
Mm-mm.
And it was parang the, I thought, maybe advertising? And then I said, what do advertising people take? And they're like, oh, take up communication.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, then I'll take that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was more serendipitous. Me, not because I've always wanted to be on radio. I've never wanted to be on radio. Not even one of my top 100 like
wow,
jobs. Yeah, no, because mainly because I was super shy.
Yeah.
So anything performance based was not really like one of my
mm-mm.
things. Pero I guess people who had to choose, parang it would be fun to imagine yourself now. What if I took the other one?
Yeah.
Pero yan, ganyan, parang he wanted IT but he also wanted architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Ang layo nun.
True.
So you don't know. Would you be more successful with the one that you did take? Or would you be less successful?
Yeah. For me, when I took up hospitality in Benilde. So parang, pero I was nearing the end of my, you know, my major na, or like my studies na. Pero when I realized na parang, what if I kind of want to shift to comm.
Yeah.
Eh, pero I was like, I'm graduating na eh. Pero am I gonna add extra years?
Just for that.
Yeah, but eventually I stuck to hospitality.
Still made it
communication.
Exactly. Right? I mean, that was the point of trying to shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pero if you were able to get the same results,
yeah.
Why not? Well, that's the thing naman kasi about radio, you know. Has nothing to do really with your course.
Yes.
To be honest, mm-hmm. I remember I was, when I first got into radio, I was maybe one of 2, maximum 3 people who actually graduated from broadcasting. Everyone
wow.
else was like business, marketing,
yeah.
architecture. Like nobody actually took broadcasting.
Wow.
Now it's different. It's like majority now, I would think, are
mm-mm.
mga comm majors, broadcasting majors.
Super, one of the top ones.
Pero before talaga, like seriously. Kasi nga before, we don't care what you took up. We need to see what you can do.
Yes.
It's the personality. It's the how you speak, your command of the language, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And from Designer Dad at number 8, in another life, siguro sineryoso ko yung isang subject ko ng college. That would have been a game changer in my career now. An additional asset.
Mm.
Ito naman parang, it's not so much course. It's still the same course. Pero one class. Specific subject that would have been, would have made a difference.
Mm-mm.
Like I remember kami noon. This is so embarrassing. bago pa lang yung computers.
So not too long ago. Not too long
I'm not even joking. It was like, oh, what's this computer thing? So I remember, I was like, I couldn't even, you know, I was horrible at the typewriter. We also had typewriting classes.
Oh, wow.
We actually had to learn. So QWERTY, you know, that kind
of thing. Words per minute. And
all. Words per minute. So I hated that subject. So I thought, would computer be any different? You know, I'm not even joking. We were the first batch to have a computer class in LSGH.
In LSGH.
The first batch. So we were like, I did horrible in typewriting classes, so for sure, mga ngamote ako sa computer. But you know what? Looking back, I was like, you know what? If I wasn't so afraid of it, because even, di ba, people always say, ay nako, kasi, you know, like, you know, it's your age, that's why you don't like anything techie. To be honest, even when I was younger, even when I was in high school, you know, I wasn't like a techie kind of guy. It's like, it scared me, it confused me, it baffled me. So I wasn't really like my computer even then. I like video games, mm-hmm. but when it comes to like serious computer stuff,
the technical stuff,
I'm just like, pass. So I have a feeling if I wasn't so scared of it, who knows? I'd be more tech savvy now. Mm. I wouldn't be so scared of computers.
For me, it would have been Photoshop. When I had that in high school,
yeah.
Like whatever.
Kami nga, no, ano lang eh. An etch namin in stone.
Medyo time consuming din yun. Take skill. No, pero Photoshop for me, as in, I always pegged myself kasi as someone who was not visually creative. So I already gave up before I even started to learn about Photoshop. But I feel like if I had given it a chance, I would benefit so much from it. Na parang yung mga design, quote unquote design ko ngayon, would be much better. especially like having like a small business. Apparently you'll have to hire someone to do some like the work for you.
That is one exception though. I got into photography.
Mm.
Yeah, about like I don't know. I think 2008,
mm-hmm.
and like super got into it. Like really bought. Like my gosh, when I traveled, I had like two big bags, just my lenses and my camera.
The SLR era.
Yeah, super, super. And I got into Photoshop. Not so much Photoshop itself, but Lightroom.
Yes.
The easier version of Photoshop. Yeah, and I was thriving. I mean, like looking back, I'm like, look at you. Look at you, techie you. Like I was really into it. Like really into it. I had filters. And filter pa namin, like hindi siya like the filter we know now that it's in your phone, right?
Mm-mm.
Like you had to put it in front of your lens. Mga infrared filter.
Wow.
Mga ganito ganyan filter. Yeah, like literally, like legit photography.
You went deep.
Yeah. I actually miss it. I'm sad I kind of dropped the
ball.
Do you
still have the cameras now?
I still have probably a couple of them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't know if they work, but they're still there.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I kind of miss it. When I see it, I still see my camera bag every now and then. And I'm like, oh, hello, my babies. Sorry I abandoned you. I'm a bad parent. Coming from Matthew Magadia at number 7. In another life, I would strictly follow my rule where I will just buy one figure, maybe the main character of the anime that I actually love, and would have saved a lot of money from being a completionist. Oh, I
parang hirap
story of my life.
Yeah, you can't just... I feel like you can't just buy one talaga.
Yeah, that was my downfall with the whole statue collecting.
Oh, no. What was the very first one that you...
No, because when I started... Because when I was young, I bought... I bought action figures. Mm. Typical kid stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But as an adult, I remember... I don't know what possessed me to go. I went to one of those parang toy cons here in the Philippines, the Mega Mall. I still remember it. Tapos, I saw what was available. And I was like, these things exist? So it started out, yung maliliit lang na parang what's that material ba? Basta yung light material lang, yung parang plastic lang. Ganun.
Okay.
Not plastic, but a more legit material. And then, they were called Bishojus.
Okay.
From Kotobukiya. It's like yung mga Marvel heroes na girls. Pero reinterpreted as anime.
Oh.
So very sexy, like big boobs, big butt. And like, no, totoo. Like, alam mo yun, like, can you imagine Supergirl? Like,
Sentai.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's me, Sentai. Pero like all the superheroes. So yeah. I found the combination so unique.
Mm.
And I fell in love with it. And I had, I bought one. And then I was like, maybe this one too. You know what? This one, and this one. Okay, I'll get them all.
Oh my God.
I was from there. I got the bigger version, Polystone. Ano siya? Bato na siya.
Yeah.
Like yun, bato. Like. And then, it got bigger and bigger.
Mm.
Yung scale.
Mm-mm.
So from 1/6, I got into 1/4.
Wow.
But thankfully, 1/4, that's the biggest that I got.
Uh-uh.
Yung 1/3, mahal na yun. Pero like, that was my downfall. Yung entry ni Matthew. Na, because, you know, if you get Captain America, then you have to get the rest of the Avengers.
Yeah.
If you get Wolverine, then you have to get the rest of the X-Men.
Mm-mm.
If you get, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just get one or two, right?
True.
So, yeah.
Like, I don't have that problem, but my brothers, like, especially when they went to Kotobukiya.
Yeah.
Like, as in they went so hard and like, well, the Gundam figures.
There. See? It depends on what you're into it.
Yeah.
Like, yan, sila Juice Blank, and they're into Gundam.
Yeah.
Ako kasi, I was more into like statues.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Actually, it got to a point where when we went to Akihabara, the Kotobukiya in Akihabara, which is like their mothership.
Yeah.
I was like, how hum? Kasi parang hindi na yun yung, parang small time na yun.
Because
I was into like the bigger ones na talaga, the XMs and the sideshows.
Okay.
Yung mga tipong yung box would be as big as, I don't know, maybe 1/3 of your, of this console.
Yeah.
Yung ganun kalaki na. Like you'd need a trolley to transport it because it's so heavy and it's so huge.
Those stone ones, like you still assemble it pero minimally.
Minimally, yeah. Kasi nga, you have to be able to box it.
Yeah.
If you boxed it ng buo, the box would be 3 times as big.
Mm-mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And from Genshin Impacto, In Another Life at 6, I won the jackpot prize in the lotto and nakabili na ako ng high-end house. Di na ako mag-work at doon na lang magsistay. This is my... I've never abandoned this dream. I'm still thinking, you know, someday I'll win the lottery.
Yeah, I feel like all of us have like that small desire.
Not
at
small.
At least small.
Not
at
small.
Least.
Okay. Gigantic.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then kasi diba, like we were talking about this earlier, na parang when you don't earn it, parang you don't appreciate it. But if you work hard for it, then you appreciate it. So ako, feeling ko, I can have the best of both worlds. I have already worked my butt off all my life to earn a living. So that's my reward.
Yeah.
To win the lotto.
You know,
when lang ano ko, like my twilight years, let me not have to worry about where to get money.
Yeah, diba?
And just be comfortable, you know.
And yung mga like the solo winners of the jackpot, it's like I mean, granted they don't really get everything all at once. It's still such a good deal. Like, what are you gonna do with your life now? You're just gonna...
I can share. I don't have to be the solo woman. And I'll be very generous. Sabi ko nga kala Marky tsaka kala Hazel, you know, you two are my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
If I win the lotto, are you seated? You know? Are you ready for this? I will give you $2,000 each. And they're like, wow. Yeah, $2,000. You know what? $4,000.
Paano naman ako cameo lang ako ng morning
rush? Since you pitch in pag wala sila. $1,750.
Hindi pa ginawa. Oh, may 50 ka. Hindi man lang even.
Hindi niya ma-atim na buo ibigay.
Oo nga eh.
$1,750. Once. You know, hindi, ganito lang. $1,750 and then coffee.
Pwede na,
para
sige.
Para $250 na rin yun eh. Okay, diba? So,
sige. Okay na. Happy na ako. For each time that I train with you.
Medyo 1 year.
Whoops. Nadulas.
I trained with you.
Feels like.
Ito yung mag-open ka. This is Nikki. Student jock Nikki.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I don't know where that came from. But anyways,
grabe naman yung each time.
It's only first pa lang. I mean like yung ano, ganito.
Yung huli pa, hindi retroactive.
Oo. Sige na.
Hindi, pag nanalo ko, kunyari today, tapos every board work after that.
Okay. Sige, pwede naman.
Pwede na yan.
Kausapin ko si Hazel.
Hazel, kailangan ko ng pera. Magbakasyon ka muna. I need the $1,750.
May kontrata eh.
Kontrata talaga. And then from Nudes Antonio at number 5. In another life, baka nag-yes ako sa mga indecent proposals.
Oh.
Eh, di sana mayaman na ako. How much were they
indecent
offering?
Indecent proposals?
Wow. Okay. From Maxim De Winter, in another life, I'm a member of the theater performers, not just in the audience.
Mm.
Alam mo sa akin talaga, go for it. Yung mga ganyang... Yung... For me kasi parang like, give it a try.
Yeah.
But I'm also a believer of knowing how to read your fate. Mm. You know, kasi di ba, we hear stories na just kept at it, gutom na and everything. And then one day... Bam! You know, you'll get your dream role and then you become like, you know, part of the MCU or, di ba? And I mean, stories.
Yeah.
Like, you get plucked out of anonymity and you become a big star. But let's face it, that's like one out of like thousands.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, you know, are struggling all their lives and, you know, never really getting that big break. You know, I mean, sadly, till the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, you know what? Give it a try.
Yeah.
But also know when, not because you've tasted failure, but more like a realistic, you know what? Maybe this is not going to happen for me. For your own sake.
True.
Because you wouldn't want to languish in a career na this is your dream job, but some people are just not that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, give it a try. Give it a good, at least you can tell yourself, you know what? Sinubukan ko.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
I remember when I get asked to talk sa mga schools, yung mga career orientation. I always say, you know, for those who are like really, really interested to do radio, try it out. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's no shame in realizing na, oh, maybe, you know, I just enjoy listening to the radio. Maybe I'm not supposed to have a career in radio. You know what I mean? Like, ako parang sa vet, that's what my friend told me, who was a vet, who is a vet. Sabi niya, maybe you just want to take care of pets. You know, just because you love animals, it doesn't mean you were meant to be a vet.
Yeah.
It's a completely different calling.
Yeah.
Don't get the two confused. You know, you love surrounding yourself with animals, good for you. But that doesn't mean that you have what it takes or that you should become a vet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes so much sense. So, yun, ganon. Yung parang ganon, yung just because you like, okay, yun, movies.
Mm-mm.
You love movies. You grew up loving movies. And you're like, maybe I should be an actor. Give it a try. Pero know when to say, you know what? Maybe this is not for me.
Because
there could be another career where you could flourish
that you
might have turned your back on just because it wasn't your dream.
Sayang,
you could have been a successful that instead of a mediocre this.
Yeah.
And there's no shame. You know, if you don't succeed in your chosen or in your dream career, doesn't mean you won't succeed somewhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, dapat talaga, I really am a big fan of plan B.
Yeah, and also, that's why I always like to say, like, shoot your shot. Yes. As simple as that. Kasi parang, that's how I got into radio. Yeah, parang ito. Yung mga ganun. Like, it's really just not... Like, I auditioned without the expectation of getting in talaga. It was just like, I thought about it in high school.
Yeah.
And at least just try and get your foot in the door.
True.
And then see what happens from there. Yeah. And then, that's yun. And then one thing led to another. And then now I'm here training with Chico Garcia.
Ako nga, when I first applied, not in RX, in another radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, so you're here to apply for a job? I was like, yes. So, what position are you looking for? So, mm-hmm. radio icon. And
whoa.
So, oh, I'm so sorry. Because the only thing we have available now is radio legend.
Whoa.
So, okay. Okay. Can I start first with radio royalty? And then we move on to
ganun,
radio legend.
Ganun yung tears. No?
Ganun yung tears. Oh, sabi ko, sige, I'll think about it. Sabi ko, don't call me, I'll call you.
Tables have turned.
Kung naririnig ako ng first boss ko.
Just
dagukan siguro.
Oh, no.
No, but yeah, seriously. Like, shoot your shot. And you have to be very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Para alam mo na, hindi, I will still keep trying. Because there's a chance.
Yeah.
There's still a chance. And then when to say, you know what, there's no shame in like, a career shift. Pwede naman yun. And coming from Loki Fangirl, in another life, I will probably make a lot of friends in my younger years and will start dating early. Ngayon kasi it's so hard na to make friends and to date pag matanda ka na. Mm-hmm. Madami ka ng non-negotiables.
Yes.
Yung parang it's so easy, it's so hard to please you.
Mm-hmm.
Konting ano lang, parang like, oh, rather be alone.
May ganun ka. May mga ik na tayo. Na
marami na actually as you get older. And parang you don't have as much space for BS.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? You're like, konting ano lang, parang like, give me a break.
Like, I've heard this before.
I know, right? So medyo jaded. It's harder to date when you're jaded.
It's hard to make friends when you're adult.
That's true too.
Oh my gosh.
At saka parang ano, it's like, you can, pero more like acquaintances.
Yeah.
Yung not to the point na parang, hey, let's hang out.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's like, if you have a common interest, then like, oh, let's do yoga together.
Mm-mm.
But that doesn't mean that you'll be like having brunches over the weekend. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, it is harder to connect on a deeper level when you're older.
We're a little bit more guarded as adults. Kasi as kids, it's like, oh, let's play in the sandbox. Ganon. Tas friends na kayo. Best friends.
30
na kayo.
Minutes. Best
Uh-oh.
Friends na kayo. Diba? It's true. And also from Tampupu, something a bit similar. Aagahan kong maglandi. Imagine how mabenta I would have been nung kabataan ko kung hindi ako nagpaka-shy boy.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah.
And ano, no? Yung parang like, sometimes you're so like insecure with how you look like. And you think parang like, hey, I don't wanna go out or ayoko man mag-profess ng love because, you know, I'm not good looking in the way that, you know, the popular kids are good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then totoo yun, like in the song, yung ano yun, gotta wear sunscreen.
Ah, I know. I forgot the title of that.
Baslerman.
Yeah,
that one. Mm-hmm. Diba na parang, and then when you see photos of yourself at that age where you felt like such an ugly duckling, and you're like, I was cute. Mm-hmm. Diba? And then you see yourself and you're like, I was a cute kid.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have felt that way. I mean, what was I thinking?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And from Tampupu at number two, in another life, actually in any life, in any universe, in any dimension, in any reality, I will always choose you.
Right.
Stop it. Why me? Why am I lovable? Why am I better than everybody else?
No. Oh, no.
And the top in another life comes from Mike Ferrer. And Mike Ferrer says, I will no longer be a people pleaser. Not that I don't want to make other people happy, just not at the expense of my own happiness.
So important.
This is so true. Alam mo yung very me first. Mm-hmm. Parang pupunuin ko muna yung container ko of happiness. Mm-hmm. And then when I have filled mine, then I will try to fill other people's.
Yeah.
Diba? You know what I mean? Not yung to the point na, oh, somebody is 50% full. I'm also 50% full. Let me put my 50% into that other person para maging 100 siya. Ikaw naman zero.
Yeah.
Not to that point.
Yeah. You know?
It's like if I've got excess, if I'm good, very RuPaul, diba? Yung, how do you, ano? If you can't love yourself, how the hell do you love somebody else? Diba? So, you gotta make sure you're good. Gotta make sure that you're happy. And then you can make other people happy.
Yeah.
And lalo na yung, you're trying to make them happy by doing something you don't want to do. Mm. By being somebody you don't want to be.
Right.
That's not cool.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right. You can't squeeze water from a stone. And you can't get eggs from an eggless chicken.
You can't make lemonade with limes.
Well, that's limeade.
But it's a lemon.
Masarap yun.
Sarap nga.
Ang dalandan.
Oh, pwede rin, actually.
But, funny. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I am a people pleaser.
I think a lot of us are.
Yeah, I am a people pleaser. Yeah. I like to... And we mistake people pleasing as because you're a nice guy. Not necessarily. Mm. You're like a people pleaser because there is a need for you, a need for other people to like you.
Yeah.
And you think they will like you if you give them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
If you do what they tell you to do.
Yes.
You know, so it's a deep problem.
I actually learned that people pleasing is manipulative.
It is.
So it really it's like if you look at it that way, it's kind of like, don't you just want people to like you for who you are?
Exactly. Kasi nga parang it's like, here, let me be the best person to you.
And
so that
no.
you will like me.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi if I'm like, I'm always available, if you need a favor, I'm always here for you, then you might like me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a way to kind of like influence how other people treat you.
Yeah, you're reliable. You are trustworthy. You follow orders. Ganon.
You're a floor mat. Eventually, that's where you'll be. Diba?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be careful. Mm-hmm. But there you go. In another life, we do have another batch coming right up. Mm-hmm. If you want to join us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag In Another Life in all your posts.
Right here on The Monster. Hey, Monsters, it's Nikki here giving you the Monster news at this hour. The moment Chelsea Blackwell from Love is Blind revealed how she claimed to look like Megan Fox on the show was an iconic moment because it eventually sent the internet into a frenzy. Now, there came a lot more drama from the reality show following the viral moment, but Megan Fox, you know, that comparison is once again trending, especially now that the Transformers actress finally caught wind of the situation and gave her 2 cents. Now, because Fox never really watched TV, she wasn't made aware of the comparison made by Blackwell until she had been texted by people about what happened on the show. But in an exclusive interview with E! News, Fox shared that while she didn't watch the reality show, she stated that no one deserves to get bullied, referring to the online backlash that Chelsea endured following her celebrity doppelganger reveal, which the internet took out on her eventually. So Fox defended Blackwell by saying that she didn't deserve that and people went way too hard to criticize her. So, you know how we might have imagined drama would ensue when Megan would throw her hat in the ring? Well, sometimes it's not as bad as it turns out. And that's what we got for your Monster news right here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
Yes, correct. We are going to be saying hi to some monsters who have sent in their hellos on the text line via Viber. Saying hello to Jedi. Good morning to John Paolo. Hi to Ryman Reason. Also, hello to Ro, to Edward, to Yontefian, and also to Anjali. Happy Monday to you as well. And yeah, for all the monsters listening, have a great week ahead. It is Monday palang. Hello to Gabrielle, to Lilo Boy. Happy birthday to his sister, Ma'an. And also hello to Dave. And over on Telegram, hi to Avery. Good morning to Elmer, to Mitch, and to Red.
All right, here we go. Thanking JP Good Game for the topic, In Another Life. Let's start off with Jungkook's girl at number 10. I would have completed my degree in architecture in USD instead of shifting to animation. Never would have gotten into game dev, which led me to the tech industry here in the US today. I would be an architect in the PH, living a totally different life.
Right.
Yeah, oh, but if you're like thriving like Jungkook's girl, you would be glad.
Yeah.
Like you took the path that you took.
It's the same thing that we've been talking about before. It's like you never know. Maybe you'd be thriving. Maybe it'd be worse, but it also could
That's
be
true.
A much better outlook still.
You know, over the weekend, we had dinner with friends, and I was talking to someone. And then, you know, she was saying, you know, if he took this, you know, this will be the result. But if he took that, diba, like things would be so much better. And I'm like, you know what? That's on paper. You could never tell. Like, you know how like certain things, you know, like, oh, if you stay in the Philippines, ganito mangyayari sa'yo. O pag nag-states ka, siguro mas malaki yung money mo or something. That's on paper. Like, you never know the different factors that go into certain decisions.
Yeah.
And we can never tell. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You never know that if you took this path, that your life would be infinitely better. For all you know, it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's really tough to play that. It's dangerous to play that game.
It is.
Yeah.
So, like, if you... It, no matter where you are, like, where you would think you would be, it's like... Eventually, you'll find your way to wherever it is that you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Kunyari, you're not in a good place. Mm. And then you're like, oh, you know what? If I change that specific decision of mine, I'm pretty sure I'll be a much happier person. Says who?
Talaga.
Diba? Kasi let's say even if you did change that supposedly crucial parang crossroad in your life, hindi mo rin masasabi. I mean, for all you know nga, baka ito na yung better. Hindi mo alam, binigay na sa'yo yung better choice.
Yeah, but we're romanticizing it.
Life just isn't easy, period. You know? So, and coming from Fitz Villafuerte, I would have pursued a career in education. Inspiring young minds and fostering a love of learning that empowers individuals to reach their full potential. I'm actually thinking of teaching when I retire from my current profession. That's a good way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Parang you're retired from your chosen profession.
Yes.
But you could have like post-retirement careers. Yung hindi masyadong age dependent. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in UP, some of my professors were like in their 70s. And, I actually had two national artist teachers.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
And you know, if I'm not mistaken, he was like in his 70s maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But kasi nga with teaching, you don't have to be young to do it. In fact, iba nga yung input mo pag if you've lived a lot of years,
yes.
right? And coming from Herschel's, I won't be so kind to everyone to the point that I've given everything and yet it doesn't seem enough. Kindness is an addiction. It's hard to stop, even though you already have nothing to give. So you exhaust yourself instead of just trying to please someone. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's people-pleasing, but minsan it's also because you like how it feels.
It's your love language.
Uh-oh. And it can become an addiction.
Mm-mm.
You would think about that being kind to people is, oh, that's nice. But there is a way that when overused can be bad for you.
Yeah. But yun nga, it's like you still burn yourself out din eh.
Ah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And coming from, let me see here. Coming from Rhyme and Reason, in another life, nag-marine biology sana ako. Inaral ko sana yung mga whales, dolphins, and other sea creatures. Eh wala eh, in this life. ako lang ang naging Serena. Estebaliana. Pero magpapapayat na ako, promise. Yan din yung ano. You know, we took a vow yesterday. Mm-hmm. Baby Will and I. We're going on a diet.
Oh, okay.
We are going to be serious with this.
Ano klaseng diet?
Simple lang.
Okay.
None of the fad diets right now. Mm-hmm. It's more of just remove a lot of the stuff that could unnecessarily be adding a lot of pounds.
So, yeah.
Sugary drinks, sweets in general, a little bit of the carbs. Not all, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung ano lang, because we don't want to do, kasi pag yung biglaan, you'll be able to sustain it for what? A couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And then you'll binge.
Uh-huh.
So we just want to improve it by a little bit. Get by 50%.
Yeah. And you want something that's sustainable.
Sustainable.
Diba?
Yeah. And so, I don't want to starve myself anymore.
True.
I'm way beyond that. So, ano na lang, parang ganun lang. Just remove lang that. Sabi namin, okay, water. That's all we'll drink. Tapos, it's going to be hard, but we're going to give it a go. Starting today. Today is day one.
I'll check in with you on Wednesday.
I know. Let's get off of the top drink. And from Sophia, in another life, nilaklak ko yung milk and cherry fur na pinapainom ng parents ko sa akin at siguro mas matangkad ako.
Oh my gosh.
And don't forget the pagtalon pag New Year.
Yes. Or apparently even during like Easter Vigil, there's a part there you're supposed to, my mom told me, like during the Gloria ng Easter Vigil.
Yeah.
Monsters, you can tell me if I'm wrong. But you're supposed to jump there para tumangkad ka.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, news nga sa akin yung New Year that like you'll jump.
Alam ko yung New Year. I'm not familiar with the Easter Vigil.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hindi ko alam if it's like a Zambales thing or
maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
And from Maxim De Winter, in another life, inaccept ko yung job offer sa Canada. And I didn't care if malayo sa mga adjusi na nasa Seoul. Hindi man ugali nito. Hindi man lang family and friends.
Oo.
Yung mga adjusi niya sa Seoul. Yun lang ang concern
Timothy,
niya.
Timothy, oo. Talaga.
And coming from Coco Hernandez, in another life, I could have stayed and resented you for the rest of our lives together. Totoo yan. Buti you got out.
Yeah.
And from Al Macchiato, in another life, I would have married my rich boyfriend, but I would be a sad and lonely housewife. Kasi he would always be busy with work and business trips with chicks on the side. So I would just shop nonstop to fill the emptiness.
At least they're shopping.
At least you're shopping. No. Hopefully. Siguro kung hindi mo masyadong love yung husband mo, that's fine.
Yeah.
At least you're getting something material out of it.
Yeah, if it becomes that partnership na mismo, naging roommates na kayo.
Oo.
Yeah.
Mahirap kasi pag in love ka. So,
yeah.
That one. That not no amount of material wealth would stop the pain. For Mike Ferrer, in number two, in another life, I won't be as afraid of making mistakes and what people will say. To be more fearless in my attempts.
That's important, I think.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to make mistakes. Kasi we think it's like the end of the world if we
totoo.
Do.
Totoo. And then, tsaka yung kunyari, ba't di ka sumali dun sa contest? Eh, pag natalo ko, nakakahiya.
Oh.
But why? You know?
It's like,
shoot your shot.
It's not gonna be the one thing you'll be known for unless you really do make a mess up yourself.
Wag naman yung train wreck. Wag naman train wreck levels. Pero yung, di ba? Like, we're so afraid to try kasi parang, tas pag kunyari, hindi ka natanggap, nahihiya kang sabihin sa ibang tao. Why? I mean, you know, it's something that you wanted, you went for it, well, came up short, but that's fine. Diba?
At least you, yeah, again, it's about like, shooting your shot.
I know.
Just trying, kahit you miss.
And the top, in another life, comes from Coco Hernandez. And Coco says, I would have dreamed bigger. And not just the, quote, achievable goals. Mm. I would have reached for the stars.
Why not? You still can. May oras ka pa.
Diba? Kasi like yung iba, yung parang like, may sound ridiculous. Yung nga, I'll win an Oscar. I'll win an Olympic gold medal. But, girl, sit down. Pero that's the initial reaction. Like, but a lot of those like amazing parang achievements, came from that. Diba, like when you have see Kihi Kwan, mm-hmm. no one, best supporting actor for Everything, yes. Everywhere, All at Once. Yung parang like, who would have thought? You know, I'm just this Asian guy. You know, I'm not even like conventionally good looking, or I'm not mm-hmm. a leading man type of person. And who would have thought that at the end of all this, I'll be standing here accepting an Oscar? Yeah. And I'm pretty sure if Kihi Kwan told his friends that someday he would win an Oscar, they would probably laugh in his face and like, girl, forget it. Not gonna happen. You know? But yeah, when you dare dream big, you just might get it.
Yeah. Right? Delulu pero with some right? planning or something.
Parang delulu na lagyan mo ng action.
Yes.
Lagyan mo ng effort.
Yes.
And who knows? And there you go. We have a couple more batches coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Yes, that's at RX931. So do switch on your Facebook and then we will be live right here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And, okay, just a minute. I did not do my homework. Okay, there you go. So, we are live on Facebook.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Good morning. And let's do some greets first.
Yes, over on the text line on Viber, we're saying hi to John. Hello to Ro. Good morning to Angeli and to Gab. Also, hi to Lilo Boy, to Dave, and also to Judai. And over on Telegram, what's up to Chris? Good morning to Denavit. And then also, hi Colleen. Hi to Ina and to Avery and to Elmer as well. Hi to Cyril also. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of JP Goodgame, In Another Life.
Okay. Para kanino?
Hi. Kay Richard Gere.
Yeah, acceptable.
So here we go. Let's start off with Butter Baby at number 10.
All right.
In Another Life, nagtuloy-tuloy ako sa service industry. Pwedeng manager na ako ngayon, or even owner ng sariling island resort.
Ah.
Right. But, you know, that was really like, I never really thought twice about putting a lot of our eggs in that basket.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a lifelong dream.
Mm-mm.
Like for me, even if, the hope is, syempre, kahit paano, pagkakitaan. Pero just to have a little corner of seashore
yes.
to call my own.
That's
yeah,
also
it's
my
really
dream.
A dream. And it's so funny, yeah, when we finally took the plunge, we were shocked to hear so many people, from good friends to random like acquaintances, you know, just verbalize that is also their like ultimate dream. Like I always thought, kasi parang like, oh, I mean, of course, I love going to Boracay, to Palawan, to right. Siargao, but I've also spoken to a lot of people na that's not part of their plan. So nagulat lang kami just how much yung number yung of people who actually want to have like a seashore beachfront property.
Yeah.
Kahit nga hindi beachfront pero yung may access ka.
Oo.
Like pwede naman cliff lot. Mm. Tapos yung like maybe a quick motorcycle ride and nasa beach ka na. Or you know what I mean? Like very Siargao.
True.
Very Siargao. Yung yeah, na ang dami pala na ganun din ang gusto.
Yeah, it's a nice escape din kasi. For me, every time I travel, always when I see a body of water, hindi naman puddle, no? Pero like a big yeah. body of water, it's just, it relaxes you.
It does. At saka yung ano, yung we play this game when we travel, kami ni Baby Whale. Yung, kunyari we're on a beach or nag-island hopping kami.
Mm-mm.
Tapos syempre dadalhin ka dun sa island na, yung wala pang structure. Just sand and, you know, seashore. We always play this whole, like, imagine mo ko dito tayo magpapatayo ng little bahay kubo. You know what I mean? Like, it's really always a fantasy. And honestly, like, I would have been very happy with, like, a little kubo na walang kuryente. And, alam mo yung just for a weekend, punta kayo doon, and it's yours. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not paying anyone to be there. It's your little piece of paradise.
Yes.
And, yeah. That's really like a lovely thing. And also coming from Hel Merito, in another life, sana mas pinag-aralan ko muna yung mga life choices ko / career path ko ng mas maaga. So that you can properly plot it. Mm-hmm. Especially for those people na they didn't hit their stride until a bit later on.
Yes.
And then mapapaisip ka na parang, had I started in this industry earlier, baka mas malayo yung narating ko.
Mm.
You know how it is? Like, yeah. Like for example, kunyari radio. Diba? Like, if you got into radio a little bit later on, wala naman tayong like very strict age limit, diba? Pero, yung iniisip mo siguro, if I started earlier, I would have gotten in the work earlier.
Yes.
And maybe I would have had a bigger market share or mm-hmm. maybe I would have experimented more. Yung mga ganun, mapapaisip ka na sana na plot ko earlier yung path ko.
Yeah, and especially as someone who, yun nga, I probably could have auditioned siguro for student job. Diba?
Yeah.
Student
yeah.
job ako ngayon with you. So,
ito na naman si student Jack Nicky.
I feel like
from the school of life.
From the school. Basta, it's something na I feel like, you know, I would have been more comfortable, you know, hosting later on if I had started sooner.
Sooner, no? Yeah. Totoo yan. Ako ang ano ko, it's not so much career, but more of physicality.
Mm,
like,
okay.
I just draw, I've always felt na sana kasi I started earlier with like sports, the ones that I like. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not sporty, period. Pero like, I wish I had my certification earlier in scuba diving.
Because
I had it, I was already in my 30s. So, parang like, para, wala lang. Like, alam mo, you're still more physically stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like I wish I worked out earlier.
Yeah.
Because I did naman. I had my gym era. Parang I didn't thrive kasi nga alam mo yung ano pa badminton, remember, with RX, I would play badminton with RX and I had my own group, and what kind of stopped me was I started getting like painful knees and I'm like, if I, you know, cause medyo mabilis yung progression ko when I started playing badminton, na feeling ko if I started earlier I wouldn't have progressed too fast,
mm-hmm.
but I would have taken it a little bit slower and my muscles and my tendons and whatever would have been stronger,
mm-hmm.
so that by the time that I got to a certain age, I could still play vigorously na
Totoo.
Lesser yung chances mo of injury.
Yeah.
Yun yung mga regrets ko na sana I did it earlier.
I feel like for another one for me was like yung, I don't know, it's probably like yung mga investment magandang,
yes.
diba?
Oh my
I
God.
Never understood before my dad telling me na parang you should invest like as soon as you're like, even as soon as you're like 18 or
yeah.
even before then. Because that really builds over time. But for us, for me, when I was younger, it's like I never understood the purpose of it or the importance of it.
So can you imagine yung mga kanya nag-time deposit ka or what?
Uh-oh.
Kung magkano na siya ngayon.
I
From Al Macchiato, as a rebel, I would have gotten married to my then boyfriend. Just despite my parents and naysayers who all believed we were wrong for each other.
Oof.
Pero ang hirap, no? Like, you're basically marrying a guy to prove other people wrong, not mm-hmm. because you love him.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so scary.
That's a different intention.
And lalo na here, wala naman tayong divorce, diba? Mm-hmm. You're basically stuck with that guy forever, for life.
Yeah.
And Tampupu says, in another life, I would have finished my degree in film. Malay natin, baka meron na tayong Oscar-winning director by now. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Again, think big. I'm a big fan. I don't care if people call you Delulu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the yesterday's Delulu are today's champions.
Ooh,
are today's icons.
That's
and today's
a t-shirt.
Legends.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I'm pretty sure if Lady Gaga told her friends that she would be this big star someday,
mm-hmm.
they would probably like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Or if Meryl Streep told her family that she was going to be the most awarded actress of her generation, they would probably think she was crazy or Delulu. But look at them now.
Yeah. You know? And it was in her yearbook, Lady Gaga's yearbook, diba? Na parang, she was most likely to never be remembered or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Oh, I love stories like that. Yeah. To prove everybody wrong. Diba?
Yeah. Best.
From Sophia, in another life, I can still have prawn, shellfish, beef, and milk without my body reacting violently to it. Why?
Gosh.
What condition? Are you allergic to all of these
things?
Feel
like it's allergy.
But wow. But I know prawn and shellfish, but beef? Milk is lactose intolerance. So it means multiple allergies. Hindi siya one condition na... that this allows all of these. Like, my gosh, beef.
Yeah, that's a huge chunk of your diet.
Well, I was vegetarian for 10 years. Did you know
what?
That? For 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you?
The 90s to the early 2000s.
Wow. Huh? How was it? How was it, Naman, for you?
It was good. I mean, enjoyed it. When I got into a relationship, I guess I started eating meat.
Oh.
But it's true.
Oh.
No. But because, alam mo yung because baby whale is not a vegetarian. Alangan namang when we eat out, alangan namang we'll order two dishes pa.
Mm.
Diba? Okay. Parang it's such a waste of food and money. So what Mm-mm. we would do is we just order one dish and share it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, maybe I can eat meat again.
Okay.
And so I
started at least you were willing to adjust.
Yes. Kasi hindi siya mag-vegetarian.
Obviously.
And ayoko naman pilitin. You know, just because I'm vegetarian doesn't mean you have to be vegetarian.
Was it easy to shift back?
Oh, yeah. Kasi I kind of like missed it too, TBH. Oh. But at the same time, going vegetarian was not as hard as I thought. Well, for me. Kasi I've always been a veggie guy. I'm not one of those people na... all their lives, hindi sila kumakain ng gulay. So, that will be a challenge if you're like that. But, even as a kid, I was very ma-veggie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the first time I played Counter-Strike. You know Counter-Strike?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. My code name was Veggie Boy.
Oh.
That was my username.
No.
Veggie Boy.
I
can't. I was such a loser.
Why did you name yourself Veggie Boy? Because
I like vegetables.
Wow.
I was such a loser. I swear.
Oh.
I was Veggie Boy.
Oh my gosh.
Kaya yun. Kaya pag meron sila, Veggie Boy!
No. They remember.
I'm Veggie Boy. That was bad. From Queen of Deadma. In another life, I don't have to wake up at 4:15 a.m. to prepare for work and commute. Isa akong rich tita na nagbabrunch-brunch na lang sa Mary Grace at 10 a.m.
Mm.
After waking up.
It's kind of
that
a dream.
Is the life.
Yeah, that's kind of a
dream. Pero ako talaga, when I dream of like retiring and all that, it's not in the city talaga. It's not like having Mary Grace at 10 a.m. I really see myself in the, you know, in the province.
Mm-mm.
And weird, huh? I don't have a province.
Huh?
So I don't have like childhood memories of like pag summer vacation nasa probinsya kami. So I haven't.
Wow.
Yeah, so if ever this will be my first foray into provincial.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so to me it's new and I want to have like chickens and I want to have tas yung pag morning parang I will cook breakfast na and then the only problem is so I got to talk to some friends who have chickens.
Okay.
And then they were like, okay, so you know they're very eggy.
Mm-hmm.
From this age to this age, they'll lay eggs every day, multiple times, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. And after that, yun na, yung ano na, kakatayan mo na.
Tapos
yung mukha ko parang, we're going to kill them?
They're not like pets?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I eat chicken, right? Pero pag ginalagaan ko na,
yeah,
and like, I probably give them names, I can't.
I think that's the key. You shouldn't give them names also.
I can't. I just can't. I mean, I'll take the eggs, but I...
Yeah, but I don't think I can like live that life fully to that point of.
So sabi ko, can I have like a retirement area? Yung parang dito yung mga nangingitlog, tapos pag tapos na yung era nila, I'll move them to the retirement area where I'll take care of them and I'll feed them until I can.
Pwede naman.
And then yung mga mas bata, sila yung naglalay pa rin ng eggs. Oh, yun.
Ganun. Pwede. You can make it your, I mean, it's your little slice of heaven and retirement.
I know,
so,
right?
You can.
So I can't. I really can't. Yeah. And let me see here. From Mike Ferrer, in another life, I would be more cautious with my money. Kasi hindi pala siya unli. No matter how rich you are.
Ooh.
Amen.
Yes.
You are never too rich that you don't have the risk of losing it all. You can. Yes. No matter how much money you have.
It's finite.
It really is.
No matter how many zeros there are.
Mm-hmm. And from Rhyme and Reason, in another life, as a former church leader, I would have settled down, married a woman from church, Wyatt Pickett.
Why did it become a Midwestern kind of fantasy?
I would have settled down, married a woman from church, Wyatt Pickett fans, the whole nine yards.
I reckon last is a dream.
Anong nangyari? Ba't biglang naging ano, foghorn, leghorn?
Oh,
I would have settled down, married a woman from church, Wyatt Pickett fans, and the whole nine yards.
Instead, I married my cousin.
Ang labo! Ba't nagkaroon ng accent bigla?
Oh my God!
Ay, Diyos ko. And, kasi yung Wyatt Pickett fans talaga, I swear. It's the Wyatt Pickett fans. But
oh,
that's
God.
Not me, and that was never going to be me.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, back to, ano ba? New Yorker.
Okay.
Back to New Yorker.
New Yorker.
From Jungkook's girl at number two, in another life, COVID didn't happen, so I never would have gotten into BTS, which means I never would have met some of the closest friends I have today, and probably never learned how to love myself. This is my story as a quarantine army.
Mm.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know Jungkook's girl, and I know, you know, how much she loves BTS.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it all started during the quarantine. So she was a baby army pala at the time. I always thought she was like a lifelong BTS fan.
Oh,
this is news to me. Look at you.
And I like this one. It's kind of like a happy.
Yeah.
You know, if it hadn't happened, or if I hadn't gone into, you know, BTS, you wouldn't have met, you know, the people that you know now.
Exactly.
That's pretty great.
That's really sweet.
Yay.
And the top in another life comes from Maxim De Winter. Maxim De Winter says, in another life, walang maraming nakaasa sa akin, so I can pursue my dreams with only myself to think about. Kasi minsan, diba, you want to do certain things that will entail, for example, spending. Mm-hmm. Or going all out, parang just taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But not that you resent them for it, pero obviously if you have dependents, hindi ka maka 100%.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a good chunk of what you earn, or, you know what I mean? Kahit minsan nga, it's not even just what you earn. For example, ang laki ng opportunities mo abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go abroad because, you know, you have people back here that you have to take care of.
Right.
And not just financially, but siguro yung physical presence mo kailangan.
Mm.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess it would be like, alam mo yung, di naman that, you know, you don't like your life here, but it makes you think, what would have been, you know, my life had...
Like without constraint.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I only need to take care of me. I wonder what I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I could have achieved.
Yeah.
All right. But there you go. Okay, so we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth.
Mm-hmm.
But we will stay on Facebook Live and then come back for the final batch of the top 10.
Yes, that's right. Well, so once again, we are live on Facebook. That's at RX931 right here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Final top 10 for today. All right. And here we go. So we've got Chico and student jock Nikki yeah. from the School of Hard Knocks.
Thanks, guys. Hey. I'm new here. Yes.
All right. So here we go. Final batch. Thanking JP Goodgame for the topic, In Another Life.
Thank you, JP.
Let's start off with Tempupu. In another life, I would buy a condo in BGC before naging astronomical yung presyo.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you got one like pre-selling? Yung one, yeah. of, the, yung one of the first few there na diba natin talahid-talahid lang.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got one during that time before siya naging BGC?
Oh, wow. That would have been so sweet.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Alam mo, benta mo lang yun na okay ka na. Hindi ka na pwede mag... trabaho.
True.
And from Hel Merito, in another life, siguro okay pa rin. I have enough generational wealth for multiple lives. Sana all.
Di ba? Hey.
And from Krister, in another life, I would be more accepting of my flaws and not be too hard on myself.
Oh, that's a problem.
Parang like, it's all good. Yeah, it's a flaw. You know, I'm not even going to be delulu about it and say that it's a plus when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can live with it.
Yeah.
And I can, kumbaga, if you have a flaw sa number one and number two, you still have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right?
Yes.
To be great at. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah.
And from Rice Cake Ian at number 7, in another life, my parents decided to stay single and focused on their careers. Okay lang na walang generational wealth as long as wala ding generational trauma.
Ooh.
Na naipasa.
Dang. Yes.
That's
hard.
That's dark.
Yes, that's dark and that's also really difficult.
Yeah. And from Butter Baby, in another life, siguro fangirl pa din, pero mas marami ng bala / pera na pambili ng plane tickets, merch, gifts for the artists, mm-hmm. giveaways sa fans, at iba pa. Grabe, no? Actually, totoo yan, ha? It's like some stans are so into it that they spend on gifts for fellow stans.
Huh?
Yeah, yung, alam mo yung, kunyari, concert. Kunyari, yeah. BTS concert. I know a lot for a fact na during, kunyari, make or K-pop concerts in yeah. general. You come up with little pins, ganyan. Bibigay mo rin sa mga fellow fans mo kasi sila wow. lang nagbibigay din.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's a celebration of your fandom for them.
Wow,
and if you're there, you're in the concert, and it's a once in a lifetime for a lot of them. Yun, yung parang exchange gift, parang ganun.
It's almost like the friendship bracelets yung binigay sa Aerostore, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and so even, nice. Ano, even let's say, hindi naman fandom, for example. Go Fest, it's a Pokemon event.
Mm.
When we went to Yokohama, may mga ganun, namimigay sila. Na mga, yung, I guess the more affordable ones, yung mga pins.
Yes.
Or yung, alam mo yung, hindi naman siya all-out cap, but what do you call that? Yung cap na walang butas. Ay, na may butas. Yung
visor?
Visor. Pero yung papel lang.
Ah, okay.
So it's cheaper. It's mm-hmm. not the actual yeah. visor, but more yes. like
hindi siya tela.
Oo, parang pinaprint lang nila mm-mm. tapos they give it to whoever wants it. Ang aww. Cute kasi nga parang it's a fraternity of
yeah.
of like-minded people of co-fans. Yeah.
And in some way it's kind of like them giving back to something that
it
they
is.
Really enjoy.
Oh, Pearl Joy was saying Swifties do that too. Tapos yeah. sabi ni Maxim, minsan mas maganda pa yung fan-made kesa sa official merch.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, labor of love. Mm-hmm. And to be fair naman, kasi syempre yung fan-made konti lang. So, yung quality pwede mong
yeah.
i-elevate, di ba?
True.
Kasi syempre, pag merch, maramihan yan.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ni Butter Baby, minsan pa, pag sinuwerte ka, makikita pa nung artist yung giveaway mo.
Mm.
Oh, that's amazing.
True.
Amazing.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
And, let me see here. Okay. And then also, coming from Queen of Deadmat number 5, I own, in another life, I probably own an animal shelter and I'm surrounded by wonderful dogs who were given a second life, second chance in life. This is still my dream. I don't know how realistic or if it's still going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I say we're still working on one dream.
Yeah.
So I don't know about this, but that's one of the things that I really wanted to do. Maybe not a full-on animal shelter, but definitely to take in more than what we have now.
Yeah.
Parang to rescue more.
Yeah.
Dogs and... I have never rescued a dog yet. I have rescued cats.
Okay.
So, I have experience with rescued cats, but not so much with rescued dogs. But I would like to rescue more.
Yeah. Because, like, honestly, this is also a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Na parang, whenever I see mga strays, or even how, like, they're being caught here locally sometimes, kasi it's, like, not very humane sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, it's been... That's also one of my dreams, right, to have, like, a... Like a shelter also for you know, because it's just, it's sad to see them. It's sad to see them and they're, you know, it wasn't their fault na their parents mated at the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, ano kasi ako eh, parang more of like, yung gusto magpa-adopt.
Yeah.
I remember before we started adopting, I've had a couple of instances. One here in Ortigas. I was downstairs. I think I was buying coffee on my way to Jock Meat.
Mm.
Tapos merong kitten na like,
oh,
I sat down on the curb. Tapos bilang, Diyos ko, kumandong na sa akin.
Oh, like, no!
Oh, I want to take him home.
Oh, no.
But I couldn't at the time. So, I'm not going to adopt random animals. Pero, kasi nga hindi naman, I don't think I can afford like a shelter.
Yeah.
But siguro lang, pag when an animal chooses me, to not even think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take you home. Diretso na tayo sa vet. Check you lang and then take you home.
Kung na-imprint sila sa'yo.
Oo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And from Tampupu, in another life, I would give you everything you want to make up for all the years na kinuha ka mula sa amin.
Gosh.
Mm. Yeah, this is a hugot for a lot of people. Lalo na yung, you know, when you know, whether family member, friend, pet, mm-hmm. when you feel like they were taken too early,
mm-hmm.
parang when you're given a second chance, like, oh, I'm gonna shower you with so much love and attention.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even have time to breathe because I'll be gushing all over you and fawning all over you.
And even before, even if it's, they've lived a long life, sometimes you still feel like, you thought you had time with them. You thought that you could still, you know, share these moments or make cuento, all the things that you want. Like, super feel that. It's just,
right? Tsaka yung no amount of years is long enough. When you love someone, some thing, some whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's never long enough.
Never.
And Kate Martinez Santiago was saying, I have one rescue dog who was abandoned at the vet and it was worth it. I have 30 rescued cats.
Whoa.
And they are all clingy and needy.
Oh my God.
Ako feeling ko yung ganyang level, yung although 30 is really a lot already, pero gets yung kaya pa naman na hindi ka pa official shelter.
Yes.
I would love to do that. Kasi yun feeling ko kaya yun. Yung damihan ko lang than the usual. Kasi right now, you know, we have a handful. So, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. Kasi ayoko rin nung yung alaga na hindi hands-on. Kami kasi talaga, we're like, we have a personal relationship with each and every one of our animals.
Yeah, I see
our
that.
Pack. Mm-hmm. And from Al Macchiato, in another life, my dad would have pursued his American dream. And I would probably be an American citizen with a university degree and a lifelong debt of like student loans. Di ba ganun sila?
Yeah.
Like they're paying off debts until their senior years.
Yeah, that's the trade-off lang talaga. Pero
like, anyone can have a car, anyone can have property, pero nakbaon ka sa utang your whole life.
100%.
You're paying it off.
But apparently, like, I read somewhere that they're trying to, it's not pardon, but it's like they're trying to, the government is trying to
relief.
Yeah, debt relief, like, however much, there was an X amount. Pero yeah, I mean, that would be nice. Very helpful for whoever.
And from Jungkook's girl, in another life, I would still be in the Philippines. and would not be able to afford all of these concerts in Luho. Let's be real. I'll never achieve this lifestyle or opportunities in the Philippines without nepotism, connections, or selling my soul to the devil.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, siguro depends rin on ano, pero yeah, a lot of the time, it's medyo inherent na kasi in the culture.
Yes.
Yung padrino.
Yeah.
Like, pag may kilala ka na, you know, kilala ng may-ari or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to be stubborn before na parang when I was trying to get into hotels when I graduated.
Okay.
I was like, I said, let's go, like, I wanted to send in applications myself. And pero my profs were like, oh, I know someone from here. I know someone from here. Like, I can hook you up with that. But for me, I was just like, I was stubborn. Like, I did not want to, like, go that route. And then I realized, like, it was much harder talaga when you didn't have connections. Mm. So I was like, oh, good to know. Mm. Good to know in hindsight
now. It's true. I mean, it happens. Don't get us wrong. It happens.
Yes.
Pero meron talagang... You have a leg up on the competition when you know someone.
Yes.
And talent does matter, factor in skill, pero connections.
Sometimes.
It's a fast pass.
Yeah.
It's a fast pass.
True.
And the top, In Another Life, comes from Wildfire. And Wildfire says, In Another Life, my kumare will be my wife. And my wife will be my kumare. Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting. Okay, if you say so. Okay, so what about us? What's our answer?
In another life. Oh my gosh. Give me a second here. In another life. Okay. I only have like one regret, but it's not like a super strong regret. In another life, I would have pushed myself to do or at, like join a theater club in high school or in grade school.
Oh, I like that.
Because I realized later on that I actually do enjoy performing, like performing arts, watching it, and then also. Whenever you're watching a production, sometimes I feel like, oh, it'd be so nice to be like a backup dancer or something. Yeah. Kahit backup dancer lang. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they have just so much fun. So, yeah, in another life, I would have been a stage performer. Kasama ni Marky at ni
Kayla. I know, right? Yeah. Okay. Kasi honestly, when it comes to the major parts of my life, I'm pretty happy with how my life turned out. Wala naman akong gustong baguhin dun. Even if I were given another life, you know. But siguro, it's more like other stuff. Like, I think I would have... I always say this. I'll never forget it. But I would have taken my PE teacher's offer to be part of the swim team in grade school. Kasi PE namin swimming. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you know what? You're pretty good. Do you want to join the swim team? You don't have to... That's your tryout na. Because I've seen you swim. And, you know, I think with training, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine siguro ang bored ako ngayon. Kahit siya buff, alam mo yung super lean mo, tapos you gained pounds, pero nandun pa rin yung general Borta belt.
There's still some definition.
I would love that. Alam mo yung very dad bod, yung very Chris Pratt body.
Oh,
ganun.
Yeah.
I
wasn't picturing you, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Parang nawala siya for a few minutes eh. And instead, she was, you know.
Sorry. I was transported.
She was transported into Chris Pratt's loins.
Yeah, spend some time.
Oh, yeah. Nawala siya.
Yeah, right there.
Tapos, that's on the physical side.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree, probably I would. Grade school, dapat early, like grade school levels. I would have taken voice lessons.
No!
Because I know that I'm not tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, I'm not a singer. But I know that I, at least that much, nasa tono naman ako. I have a good ear.
Yes.
So, I would have taken voice lessons. And yeah, I agree with you, even dance lessons. Mm-hmm. I don't know about theater acting, that part. But maybe singing and dancing lessons, I would.
Yeah.
Not for, like, not to become my career. Mm-hmm. But just to have that in my arsenal.
True.
Tapos pag kunyari, kahit yung something as simple as, something as simple as Christmas party. Parang, I'll sing, yung ganon, yung hindi ako nahihiya. And it will be nice. Kahit hindi professional, but at least it would be nice. And people would clap if I sing.
Like very decent sounding naman yung pagkanta mo. Oh, and also to add, like in when you said the whole swimming thing, I also had a flashback of when I was 14 and then one of my friends from the football team like approached me kasi we had football for PE.
Yeah.
Or soccer. And then parang she just put her arm around me and she's like, "Hey, have you ever thought about trying out for soccer?" And I'm thinking about that now. I was like, I feel like I could have been good if I had pushed through with it. But
do you tell this story when you meet those athletes?
And then teach me.
You know, I used to be like a soccer player.
Yeah, I should have been one. I could have been great.
I could have been like a baller. While twirling your hair.
Could have been great.
Yeah. And, hello, JC. Oh, tinamo, sabi ni JC Tevez. Talk about love. You had perfect pitch, in my opinion.
Ay! Ha!
See? Yeah, mga ganon. And, sabi ni John Sinai, kala ko, she put her arms around me and then lesbianism.
I knew how that was going to be interpreted.
Yeah.
But
it was a buddy-buddy.
It was a buddy-buddy kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. But there you go. Thank you for joining us. Okay, yeah. So there will be 3 days where both Marky and Hazel, Marky's busy rehearsing. Hazel is on vacation. Mm-hmm. Much needed R&R. So Nikki joined me today. Tomorrow it will be Kayla.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday, Nikki will be back.
Yes.
For another session of training.
Training.
Student jock Nikki from the School of Hard Knocks. That's your official name.
And you can follow me at that.
It's your girl,
it's
Nikki.
It's your girl.
It's your girl, Nikki.
From the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. I know, right? So thank you for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. And you can log right here on The Monster. Yay, bye.